Yerushalmi Masses corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amed Beis on the 11th line. Rabbi Zeir b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Zeir b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lav b'Shem Rabbi Laza. Ma Pligin b'Leiket b'Neisen Lai. Aber b'Leiket b'Aichel. Kol Amam Moidi Shu Aichel Achas Achas Upata v'Mtziref Chayev. Rabbi Zeir quoting Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lav quoting Rabbi Laza said that when the Mishnah taught earlier that if a person says to his friend, take this Issa coin and give me 5 figs for it, Reb Meir says that he shouldn't eat until he tithes. Reb Yehuda says if he was given them one by one, he may eat them and he is exempt, but if he was given several, then he's obligated. So they disagree when the seller picks them one by one and gives them to the buyer, but when the buyer himself picks them one by one to eat, all agree that he may eat them one by one and he's exempt, but if the buyer picked several at a time, then he's obligated. Reb Hillel b'Shem Reb Elazar, k'shem shehen chalukim kan. Kach halukim b'chotzer beis shmira da'am Rabbi Yochanan mekach v'chotzer v'shabbos ein ha'toyra. Rabbi Lah quoting Rabbi Lah says that just as they disagree over here, so they also disagree over a protected courtyard that establishes obligation to tithe. According to Meir, it obligates even with one fruit, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there must be 2 fruits. As Rabbi Yochanan said, the obligations established by an acquisition, a courtyard, and Shabbos are rabbinic. Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish ha'machav makulam zu chotzer beis shmira. Rabbi Imi quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, and he disagrees. He says, no, the one that is clearest to be from the Torah is the protected courtyard. Hevaya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan kach meshev Rabbi Yehuda es Rabbi Meir inat moideli benoisen lebenoi shu pater mali haloiket benoisen lebenoi mali haloiket benoisen laache. Hevaya quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yehuda responded to Rabbi Meir, don't you agree that one who picks and gives his son would be exempt since he doesn't need to give him any more? What's the difference whether he picks and gives his son or he picks and gives someone else? Rabbi Yudan, boy, ma chamis meima b'leiket v'noisen lai oi neima b'leiket v'oichel. Rabbi Yudan asked, why say that the Mishnah's dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudah is specifically when the seller picks and gives the buyer? Perhaps they disagree even when the buyer picks and eats them himself. Amar Rimana, leiskam b'leiket v'oichel e b'leiket v'noisen lai min ado ginas v'radim. Islach meima ginas v'radim b'leiket v'aichel, loy b'leiket v'noisen, loy avhacha b'leiket v'noisen loy, do amalei in at alil at mekalkel v'ardai. Rabbi Mana says, no, as proof, this is proven by the Mishnah statement of Rabbi Yehuda that there was a rose garden in Yerushalayim that the figs were being sold at 3 or 4 Issa, and Truma or Masa were never separated from them since they ate them one by one. Could you say over there that the buyer was permitted to pick them himself and eat? The seller would prevent him by saying, you're going to ruin my roses. Masnisim pliga al havayat de Rabbi Mana, karma ani moichelach, afavisha ein boi gefanim, hareze mocha, shloil mocha lai ala shmai. Pardesa ani moichelach, afavisha ein boi elanais, hareze mocha, shloil mocha lai ala shmai. And Rabbi Mana's suggestion is rejected using a Tosefta. It says in the Tosefta, if a person says to his friend, I'm selling you a vineyard, even if it contains no vines, the sale is valid, as he's merely sold him a plot of land by that name. And similarly, if he said, I'm selling you an orchard, even if it contains no trees, the sale is valid, as he's merely sold him a plot of land by that name. And here also, perhaps, it was called a rose garden, even though there were no roses.